Greetings, Lenten pilgrims. This is Pastor Bob recording live to you from the sanctuary of Vine Street Christian Church. This devotional is our last Lenten daily devotion for this year. It's day 40 of our walk together. And when we began these daily steps that we're sharing with each other, we had no idea what we were getting ourselves into in terms of the changes in the world around us and the challenges of living separately from each other, yet connected spiritually. But yet here we are. Holy Saturday. We'll return to Brian Zahn's devotional, The Unvarnished Jesus, for today's words of inspiration. The scripture for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 31 through 42. That's John 19, 31 through 42. You may want to pause here to go read that. And so, on Holy Saturday, our 40th day journey with Jesus through Lent comes to an end. Our long journey ends with Jesus laid to rest in a new tomb within the walled garden of Joseph of Arimathea near Golgotha. History and archaeology suggest to us that in the time of Jesus, Golgotha was an abandoned quarry used commonly as a garbage dump. So we could say it this way: Jesus, the stone rejected by the builders, was crucified in a quarry turned garbage dump, but he was buried as seed within a verdant garden. Indeed, when Jesus is first seen alive in that garden on Easter morning, Mary Magdalene mistakes him for the gardener. But, in fact, it's no miracle at all. Jesus is the gardener who turns garbage dumps into gardens. We think about how we think of Jesus and who he is and what he represents. We'll be covering that again tomorrow in my Easter message called Trick or Treat or Truth. But Brian Zahn shares these thoughts with us about who Jesus is and who he isn't. He says Jesus is not a conductor punching tickets for a train ride to heaven. Christian hope is not about getting from earth to heaven. Rather, it's about getting heaven to earth. Jesus is not a lawyer to get us out of a legal jam with an angry judge. God is not mad at sinners. Jesus told Mary to tell his disciples that his Father was their Father too. Jesus is not a banker making loans from his surplus righteousness. Yes, modern people love economic metaphors, but these inevitably produce bad theology. So what is Jesus? Jesus is a gardener. A gardener cultivating resurrection life in all who come to him. The conductor, the lawyer, the banker metaphors are mostly false, giving a very distorted view of salvation. The gardener metaphor is beautiful as it faithfully depicts the process of salvation in our lives. You see, a gardener's work is earthy and intimate. Gardeners have their hands in the humus. In fact, the word human comes from the word humus. Conductors, lawyers, and bankers are concerned with abstract and impersonal things like tickets, laws, and money. But gardeners handle living things with living hands. Jesus is not afraid to get his hands dirty in the hummus of humanity. That Jesus is a gardener with a good heart and a green thumb should change your perspective. I promise you that your life is not so blighted that Jesus can't nurture you into something beautiful. Indeed, the empty tomb is the open door that leads us away from the ugly world of Gehennas and garbage dumps and back home to the God-intended garden. No one has captured the idea of Easter as the inauguration of a new world with Christ as the gardener better than G.K. Chesterton. I always anticipate Easter by reading this passage from The Everlasting Man. It reads this way. On the third day, the friends of Christ, coming at daybreak to the place, found the grave empty and the stone rolled away. In varying ways, they realized the new wonder. The world had died during the night. And what they were looking at was the first day of a new creation, with a new heaven and a new earth. And in a semblance of a gardener, God walked again in the garden, in the cool, not of the evening, but the dawn. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this holy day of quiet rest, we await your resurrection, when we will encounter you walking in the garden, in the divine guise of the gardener. Amen. And thus brings an end to this year's series of Lenten daily devotions. I hope you found them meaningful and helpful, and I hope it's been a way for us to stay connected as a family, a church family, and as a band of followers of Jesus Christ during these trying times. I invite you tomorrow to try to receive Facebook Live at 10 a.m., where we're going to be trying to air a live mini service for Easter. Again, that's Sunday at 10 a.m. We never know what might happen. This is a first for us. But do not fear. We will also record the service and send it out to our email list as well. But if you want to try to catch it live, Sunday at 10 a.m. And until then, I pray you have a quiet, holy Saturday, and that God fills your heart and your mind with the assurance of faith that tells us that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Amen.